Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Mayor Don DeWard joins us on today's program to provide an update about ongoing fundraising efforts related to the Pella Rec Center.
Well, Mayor Don, we have been talking a lot over the past couple of years about the Rec Center project that the city's been undertaking, and you've had some pretty good news about fundraising, at least from your perspective, about how things have been going with that. I had an opportunity to be at one of your fundraising presentations and had an opportunity to see you kind of convey to different groups of people in the community your thoughts about the project and the council's thoughts about the project. Where do we stand as we head into the summer, and how have things been going from that fundraising perspective?
Well, thanks for asking, Andrew. Obviously, I'm very excited about the project. I think the community, a large percentage of the community, is very excited about the project. And from a fundraising standpoint, it's been kind of incredible the response that we've gotten to getting out there, telling the story, offering people the opportunity to support the project financially. It's no secret that before we ever started talking about this project at all, we had a $12 million commitment from some of our larger corporations to the project, which, when you think about it, is pretty incredible in and of itself. And then back in January, after we unveiled our kind of the specific plan of what we were going to try to build, I formed a small group of people to work with me in doing some additional fundraising, which we've been doing for the last couple months, and the response has been incredible. I think as of the time we're talking right now, we are almost to $14.5 million in committed funds from the community, from businesses and individuals in the community, and that number is going to continue to grow. So I'm very excited about it. And again, if anybody wants to talk about a model for getting a project like this done, I think Pella is the model. When you get that kind of private support for a public project like that, it's pretty incredible.
Well, and as we enter the summer, the council currently, the plan is to start really soliciting bids and getting that process started of cost estimates and being really specific about it. There have been some vocal critics at council meetings about the fundraising side because it is a very large, expensive project. I think in the nature of the building itself, at best right now, the estimate's $42 million. Not quite there yet. I think the common question is, well, how do we get to that final goal? And in your mind, what is the community support for the project to ultimately cross that finish line and get something done that's in that $37 to $42 million range that's been discussed at council meetings?
Yeah, so let me say a couple things in response to your answer. Number one, I'd like to go back to how this whole thing started. So if we go back 3 years, basically, I knew that this was something that I was going to work for to try to get this done. I felt like we needed this type of facility in Pella, and I thought it was important for the community. But before, you just mentioned the words jammed down the throat of the people. Well, nothing could be farther from the truth, because this process started 3 years ago. The first month I was elected mayor, I went to the larger corporations in town and had a sit down with leadership, families, everybody. And I said, "Hey, what do you guys need to grow in Pella? Everybody has some pretty significant growth goals. What can we do as a city to help you, to grow like you want to grow?" The common response I got, number one, was housing. And number two was community amenities, because their biggest challenges is attracting and retaining employees. So I saw this project as one of those amenities that would help in that situation for our companies, because we have tremendous job base here. The biggest problem we have is we don't have enough people to fill all those jobs. But I also knew that I could not just go to the taxpayers of this town and say, "We're going to build a $40 million project and you're going to pay for it." I knew that would never work. Urbandale tried that. Urbandale went to their voters with a $43 million project and said, "We're going to pay for that with, it's 100% burden of the taxpayer. It's going to come out of your property tax." Well, obviously, that doesn't fly. And Urbandale soundly defeated that, and as they should. So I knew that we needed to have some private support from our bigger companies in order for this to happen. So I spent a couple years So when people say we're jamming this down a throat, that's nothing could be farther from the truth. I spent 2 years in discussions with our larger corporations talking about this project and how they might help. Well, the result of that was in April of 2022, we unveiled a $45 million facility plan. And the good thing was at the same time we unveiled that plan, I could also report that we had $12 million committed to the project. So right there, you know it's not on the taxpayers to pay it. We've got that kind of support. So nothing's been jammed down anybody's throat. It's been talked about since April of 2022. We spent the rest of 2022 with a group working with our architects, engineers to design a facility. In January of 2023, we unveiled a design, and that's what we're working towards now. In the middle of all of that was the local option sales tax vote. And anybody that tells me that the rec center wasn't tied to that vote just is disingenuous, I think. Everything from the city standpoint, every official discussion we had, we talked about half of the proceeds from the local option sales tax going to pay a bond of $17 million to put towards this rec center. So there was never a question of that from the city. And in fact, the organized opposition to that tied it directly to the rec center. Their signs said, no local option tax, no rec center. So anybody that says it wasn't public about where we were going to get the money for the city's share of this project, just either wasn't paying attention or doesn't want to hear the facts.
So let you address those again, response to some of the comments made at council meetings. I know one of the other concerns, and maybe another piece of this project we should talk about, is the road connecting potentially to the rec center if we get to that point, and that's University Street. The current proposal would be to extend University East from 240th to 250th, which I think has been something that's been talked about for many years on different councils anyway. But I know one of the big concerns is land acquisition with that and potential cost with that. Where do we stand as we head into the summer with University Street, which is a critical component to this project?
Thank you for that question. If you go back and look at the city's comprehensive plans for the last 20 years, you know, an extension of University Street has been on the radar that would happen at some point. Once the sports park was built where it was built, obviously the necessity of doing that, even without a rec center, was something that was thought about and discussed. If you think about how our access to the sports park right now, we have one entrance, one exit. It's a nightmare when soccer season, when there's 1,000 kids out there playing and parking cars, traffic, everything. So to get another outlet out of the sports park is essential, I think, anyway. As far as where we're at right now, so we've approved the engineering process to begin on the road, because before you can go to landowners and talk about acquisition of right-of-ways for streets like this, you have to know exactly where the street is going to go so that, there's more than one landowner that will be affected here. And maybe one landowner, it's 2 acres has to be used. It's another one, a half acre, whatever. So the process has just begun to lay the road out so that they know and exactly where it's going to be. That'll give us exactly what land right away is going to be needed to put the road in. And at that point, once we know that, then we can start having conversations with the landowners about acquiring the right of ways that we need for the road. So that process has just begun.
So overall timeline then, as we talk about an update just to the rec center itself, the goal is to be open sometime in 2025. How do we get there? Because I know that funding, a lot of funding needs to be secured before you can approve the project. What does that look like? And what are your hopes, knowing that there may be some dollars still out there, I think is the belief?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely are not. We're not done with our fundraising. You know, as we've talked about, we are in discussions with Marion County about helping us with this project, especially on the road part of it. We've talked to the school. We're having further discussions about how the schools might help because they have a vested interest in having a competition pool. Both Pella Christian know they could potentially have swimming teams if we have a competition pool. So there's a lot of interest in the pools, and so we're still having conversations. My goal is we have, you know, been approving the architect and engineer to continue to work on the project. Under the current schedule, we should have, maybe by September, have bid documents so that we could go out and bid the project by then, so that we know exactly what the cost is. Right now, it's cost estimate. There's a lot of contingencies and that kind of thing. And so we need to get the actual number, the real number, and we'll do that through the bid process. The other side of it, also at that same time, I think we will have an answer to a lot of our funding questions, and we will know what funds are available. What I've also said throughout this whole process is we will not build something that costs more than we can afford as a community. No taxpayer dollars, no property tax dollars are planned for this facility. We are planning on using funds that we already have and the $17 million bond issue that'll be repaid with the local option sales tax. That's the only discussion we've had at this point. So we will evaluate as we go. I feel very confident that we're going to end up having the funding we need to do the kind of a project that Pella deserves, and we will be able to get it done.
Well, and part of this conversation is fundraising, like you said, is ongoing. How do people, if they do want to contribute, if they're a business, whether they're new to town and a smaller family, to those that may have a little more in their pockets to give, how do they contribute if they want to?
Yeah, so far what we've done is we've targeted, we've gone and had individual meetings with small businesses. We have some naming right opportunities within the facility that we have had people commit to so that they'll have their name on a scoreboard or set of bleachers or, you know, what. There's a bunch of things we can do. So we've done that in a targeted basis. We just had a meeting yesterday as a fundraising group, and we will soon be unveiling a way for anybody in the community that would like to participate and help with this project. We'll have the mechanisms in place to do that.
If people have questions, obviously a lot of people have come to council meetings, voiced concerns, but if they want to learn more about the project, whether it is more details about more than I can ask you today or whatever it might be, how do they take that step and how do they just learn more about the project itself?
Well, I am more than willing, ready, and able to have any discussion with anybody, so reach out to me. You can reach out to City Hall if you're looking for information. But if you want to reach out to me, my email address is on the city's website. Send me an email. We'll set up a time to have a conversation. I've been going to different places and making presentations. We did one for the school board. I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to put the presentation on our PTV station here. I'm planning on recording something to put on PTV so people can get more information. But just reach out to me and I will supply you with all any information that you need.
Find the full interview with Mayor Don DeWard about the latest with the Pella Indoor Recreation Center at KNIAKBLS.com. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.